He was the heartthrob of the early 60s and number one box office. Troy Donahue played the nice young man who got Sandra Dee in trouble in A Summer Place. Now he's back playing a very different role, a washing machine salesman in Grandview, USA.
A sleazy washing machine salesman who dresses in polyesters and wears lots of gold chains and who's fooling around with somebody's wife. And they keep getting caught by the husband all the time. They're not very bright. It's a comedy part.
This is humor.
This is humor.
This is humor,
yeah.
Do you enjoy that kind of role?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I chose the role because it gave me an opportunity to show myself as a versatile actor instead of playing those one-dimensional parts that I was mired in for so long at Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm. There's a big article on you in the New People magazine about what's happened to you since the 60s. What'd you think of the article?
Oh, I thought it was very good. I'll tell you, the interviewers, the questions have gotten much better since that article has been out, because people see me as more than just sort of a plastic, shallow one-level type.
Well, I think part of the article that it's impressive is that it really tells the story that you had some rocky times. Four divorces, drugs, alcohol, really some bad times before you were able to bring it back around. And I think that probably makes people want to open up to you and find out more about what happened.
Well, it's to me, what's happened for me has truly been a miracle. And the alcoholism was something that I thought I would never be able to escape, and I would be stuck with that for the rest of my life. But I found out that I have a choice, and lots of people who may think they don't have a choice, and they don't have to drink and use if they don't want to. For years, I thought that that was my fate. And when it began to become so painful that I just couldn't take it anymore, that's when I accepted the fact that I had to do something.
When you were at your height there in the early 60s, were you drinking at that time? Were you able to, at that time, juggle both a career and the liquor?
Well, I was juggling it, but not very well, and it took its toll. I would have been an alcoholic no matter what career I was in, I'm sure, because it's a problem in living and not being able to live life on life's terms. And now with the program that I'm in, that's what it teaches us to do.
Mm-hmm. You had one role that you played, the husband of Talia Shire in The Godfather 2.
Yeah.
And there was a funny story about the name of that character.
Well, okay, I went to New York Military Academy, Cornwall on the Hudson. I was there in a football and a working scholarship. And there weren't many aesthetic types at military schools. There weren't many soldiers. However, I wanted to be in motion pictures and be a writer and director, so I produced and wrote and directed all the school plays. And there was a guy there in the band who was on a music scholarship, sort of chubby guy. And he played the tuba, and we always threw footballs in his tuba football games, so he was afraid to play, he'd break his teeth. And so I put him into a few of these productions and stuff. I thought he was a nice type. His name was Francis Ford Coppola. Well, Francis decided that he would turnabout was fair play, so he put me in this nice little part in Godfather 2. And when we rehearsed and I read the script, there was another name than the one that they used when we actually shot it, because while we're shooting it, which was an introduction scene, they keep saying, "And this is Merle." And I didn't know that they were going to use Merle Johnson, my real name. However, I had the last laugh because I threw in Johnson at the end.
Did you?
Yeah.
What is Grandview like, the movie? Is it a fun movie?
It's a fun movie. It's got a little bit of everything, and it's a story of a middle American town and a father and a son, and what they go through to find out about one another and for their
Jamie
love
Lee
to grow
Curtis
stronger.
Jamie Lee Curtis is supposed to be fabulous.
Jamie Lee is wonderful, and so is the girl Jennifer Jason Leigh, who plays opposite me, who was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Totally different type. Tommy Howell is an emerging young star, and Patrick Swayze is great.
A lot of people, when they think back to the 60s, think that you were in the beach movies.
I wasn't.
And you weren't.
I know it.
You just look like you were.
Yeah, and it was, you know, it was a time when beach movies were around, so they sort of clumped everybody together. Yeah.
What advice would you have for people that maybe are facing the same kind of difficulties that you faced?
Save your money. There's hope. There's hope for everybody. And there's places you can go to get it. Mm-hmm. And don't feel that no matter how far down you are, that you can't come up.
Or who you are.
Or who you are.
Terrific. Thank you very much for being with us today. Good luck with the movie. And we'll see you again.
Okay.